Traffic's murder at the Bull, and I don't want to mislight my fire.
6 months to blow Jim Morrison.
Maria, you want to come see the doors with us?
I can't. I have an anatomy test tomorrow.
Oh, Maria, you're such a square.
Can't you girls leave her alone?
What did she ever do to you?
She refused to pray for my sins.
I hope you get the clap.
Right. Guess you Lessies don't have to worry about that.
Your heart's in the right place. It's your head I'm worried about.
Did you forget your diaphragm?
You can still get the clap of the diaphragm.
Maria!
Bitches.
Don't want to answer it.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't want to bother you, but I'm hurt and needing some help.
This might sting a little.
Hello, Les.
Are you expecting me?
I saw you down on the sidewalk. It seemed to be a very interesting encounter.
Carson, you think Jesus is going to save you?
I'm already saved. We all are.
I imagine you did it with your...
I can't find the source of the bleeding. There's no... no wound. I assure you, my
interest is... Don't get... Smart.
Well, let me make it worse.
Fatty, Patty, Fatty, Patty.
I usually are out of line. And in very bad taste. Running true to form.
I imagine you did it with your usual subtlety and tact. You are a little heavy-handed, is that sort of thing, you know?
It's the intention that counts. I assure you, my interest was quite genuine.
Oh, now, that's surprising, yes. From all the hints I've heard dropped over the town all these years, I...
Wake up, sugar. Put it on. Do it.
What are you here for this morning?
No, not over your clothes. Take them off.
I wanted to find out.
Why didn't you ask Mikey,
Doctor? I intend to pay the bill.
Really? Interesting.
I'm burnt.
One morning, I had no idea you had this
strip.
Well, there are no hard and set rules, Les. He's a very sick man.
Well, you'll let me know what I do to help.
I told you. Jesus can't save me.
Did that ever occur to you? You better make up your mind, Laura. I'm giving you some brotherly advice. Concede gracefully.
So, what do shrinks think about when a wildly brilliant patient doesn't talk to punish said psychiatrist? I bet you think about sex.
Do you think about sex a lot?
I think about one girl in particular. Your daughter. I jerk off thinking about her. A lot.
I'm not comfortable with you talking about my daughter, Tate.
Don't you want to know what I do to her? I lay her down on the bed and I caress her soft skin. Make her purr like a little kitten. She's a virgin. They get wet so easily.
Do you turn to these thoughts to comfort yourself in times of stress?
Actually, yes. I jerk off a lot to make the visions go away. The blood and the carnage. I want the thoughts to go away. And you're not helping me.
Well, we've only been working together a few weeks now.
Well, you're sexual, right? Violet told me about the affair with the girl in Boston. Not much older than her, she said.
Our time is up.
Bullshit. I don't accept that.
Our time is up for today, Tate. I thought we had an agreement. Do I have to get this number changed?
I thought you hated this movie. Taking it up. I can't sleep. I'm terrified of everything. What attacked me? Wasn't human.
It was Tate.
No, you saw that other thing too.
You're trying to freak us both out. What'd you tell your parents?
Don't worry. I told them I got attacked by some troll on Melrose who wanted my Chanel. Couldn't tell them I went to your house to score coke, could I? I had to file a fake police report and everything.
How deep are the cuffs?
Deep. God, and I can't stop thinking about that mouth.
It was a mask. He was purposely trying to terrorize you.
That hat doesn't look like you. It serves a purpose.
Look, my hair is turning white from fear.
Yeah, I read on the internet that's possible. Do you believe in the devil?
No.
I do. I've looked into his eyes.
Wait, what?
Break in?
Go back upstairs.
Along the police. Police are on their way.
Don't no, forget it. It was only Hattie. I'm gonna have someone come out and check all the windows and doors, though. If that little freak can get in, anyone can.
You shouldn't call her that.
Are you okay? You're shaking.
I haven't thrown up, Ben. When I was pregnant with Violet, I was sick all the time for 2 months straight. There's something wrong with this baby. I can feel it.
I'd be worried if you didn't think something was wrong after what you went through with your last pregnancy. Your anxiety level must be through the roof.
Don't shrink me.
You know what I feel? This baby is why we moved here. It's our salvation.
I'm pulling and pulling, and this Karen Carpenter isn't like the shit elevator music keeps playing. In half, like a freaking Ginzu. I'm feeling around like, what the hell? Where's my legs, man?
Sounds terrifying. How many times have you had this dream?
Like 10. I mean, not a lot freaks me out, but this shit's serious. Like if I'm with some dude and he touches my belly, I get all squirrely. Is it weird living in a murder house?
Excuse me. What do you mean, the crime that took place here? Were you aware of that before you came to see me?
Dude, you're on the murder house tour.
I see. I had assumed you found me through the Screen Actors Guild insurance list.
Yeah, totally. Then I got here and I couldn't believe it. I almost didn't ring the bell. But then I thought this must be my lucky day.
So your career, how's that going?
Kind of slow. Did the murder happen in here?
I don't know, Bianca. I'm more interested in your nightmare. Have you ever suffered from any sexual abuse?
Like molested? No.
Sounds to me like your dream is an expression of some emotional pain you're repressing. Part of you feels separate, shut down. You're reaching for it like you reach for your missing legs, but all you find is a bloody stump. What do you think might be shut down in you, Bianca?
I don't know. I think I'm just afraid of being cut in half.
Hello, Mrs. Langdon. It's Ben Harmon, Tate's therapist. Mrs. Langdon, I'm calling because I can't treat your son anymore. I'd like to give you the number of another psychiatrist who I think could help him. Because your son has crossed a line with my daughter.
That's so weird.
I thought you had left.
I got turned around. How many rooms in this house?
Excuse me, one second, Mrs. Langdon. This way, I prefer my patients to use the front door.
I'm so tweaked out.
It's going to get easier, Bianca. Staring down your fears, facing them head on is the best thing you can do. You were brave today.
Cool.
I got it. I'm so sorry. I mean, look, they're teenagers. I understand your concern. I'm just not comfortable continuing treatment in my home.
How come I don't look like these girls?
Because you don't. It's just the way you were born.
Except you were hatched with other gifts.
Like what?
Oh, Christ on a stick. I don't know. Finger painting.
Give me that Ipecac syrup out of the cupboard there, honey.
In the brown jar.
Thanks, baby.
Does this make the cupcakes taste good?
You can't actually taste it, no. It causes violent stomach upset and sometimes internal bleeding.
Okay.
Spit in it.
People will say we're in love.
Hello, Benjamin.
What do you want?
Well, more than anything, I guess, to be on the stage. You know what stopped me? Fear of what my family would say. But now that they're well, you know, dead, and I have terminal brain cancer, I figure maybe I should just go for it. Chase that dream. What about you? What dream are you chasing?
Or should I say, what dream is chasing you?
Leave me alone.
The house, isn't it?
Wrong.
Whatever's tearing you apart, the house already knows about it. It'll use it against you.
Jesus, this is not about the house. This is about me. What I did. I cheated on my wife. Hayden. That's her name. She's insisting I come out to Boston.
I'm trying very hard not to judge you.
Me? You murdered your entire family.
Yes. But I was never unfaithful.
Guess who called me today?
You don't have a choice. You're going to have to do the honorable thing to save your family. You're going to have to lie.
Ginny Blevins. Have you said gal I treated 2 summers ago? Try to commit suicide. In the hospital, won't talk to anybody. Her parents are begging me to go out there.
All the way to Boston?
Just for a day or two.
You know what you are, Ben Harmon?
An idiot.
You're a good man.
Avon calling.
Oh, Constance.
Now's not a good time. I just wanted to bring these by as a little peace offering for Addie disturbing your slumber.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to have to start strapping her in at night again.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not usually much of a cupcake girl myself, but...
Oh, if not for you, at your age, you might as well just crazy glue a stick of butter to your ass. These are for Violet.
Oh, I see little flowers there.
Candied violets. They're from a wonderful Mexican market on Alvarado Street. I'll give you the name. Just don't go after sundown.
Okay. Thank you. What?
You're with child. I have the nose of a truffle pig. I could smell that little angel the second I walked in the door. Pheromones.
Wow.
So, is Violet home? I'd like to hand these to her personally. I'm a sucker for penance.
No, she's not here.
I'll come back.
Oh, Constance? I know this is a crazy question, but do you smell anything else about the baby?
2 sugars and a great deal of half and half.
Are you worried about something in particular?
I told you, those are for Violet.
She's not going to eat both. We can split it.
Can I ask you a personal question? If you had known about Addie before she was born, would you have done something? When I first met you, you said that if they'd had the tests back then, that you might have...
Oh, don't think I didn't think about it. Even after she was born, leaving that little bug eye out in the cold. That's what they do in China. But a mother never turns her back on her child. Every one of mine was pure love.
You have other kids?
I have four. I should have stopped after the first. My womb was cursed. My husband was the spitting image of Van Johnson. You'd think we'd make little cherub children fat and lively, but it wasn't meant to be. I think our beauty was an affront to the gods.
All four of them had downs
for some such malady.
Except for one.
He was a model of physical perfection. He was my gift. But I lost it to other things.
Your baby's fine.
Enough sad talk.
I'm off. What are we going to do about Addie, Constance?
Well, well.
Oh, cupcake.
Not for you. Moira, darling, put these away somewhere until little Violet can have them. The Harmons here are offending my largesse. And don't forget the crumbs on the table. Moira and I go way back. Isn't that right? Why, I even employed her for a time.
I hope her dusting has improved.
Your sense of humor was and continues to be
a delight.
Is there anything more wonderful than the promise of a new child? Or more heartbreaking when that promise is broken?
I'll bring this to the car.
Thank you.
Is everybody crazy? I wish you could come with me.
I turned it down. What do you want?
Can I come in?
Hi. Our cookie neighbor made you cupcakes.
A candied violet. That's clever.
See me.
Want to watch a movie?
Figured since your dad's gone tonight, we can have a little girls' night.
Yeah, no thanks.
Thought it might be fun to hang out.
Can't. Homework.
Are you mad at me about something?
Why don't you eat it? Since you're eating for two. What? You think I'm stupid? You stopped drinking wine at dinner and you're gaining weight in your face.
I was going to tell you tonight.
You know statistics when you have a baby over 40.
Yeah, I do. You want to talk about it?
No, thanks. I'm good. Having a baby isn't going to keep you and Dad together if that's what you're thinking.
Wow, Violet, I am really appreciating your optimism on this. Really am. Come on, go ahead and say all your mean things.
I think you're weak.
Thank you, Ben.
Just till it's over.
I understand. It's the least I can do. We are on a desert island.
I'm over us, you know. I mean, what's it say about me? Sleeping with a married guy. My teacher? Could I be more textbook? That's not how I want to be anymore. I just need your support right now.
You got it.
And I imagine lying there on that table tomorrow morning. It's just so sad. Our baby. It wasn't meant to be.
Do you hate me for handling this with grace and maturity? Listen, to be clear, I'm gonna sleep on the couch tonight.
I just need you till it's over. Then you go back to St. Vivian, and I go back to personality theory and psychopathology.
Not so bad.
Mm-mm. Pizza? Jake? Are you kidding me?
I just need to check this one.
Sorry, am I in a time warp? Did I not just 2 seconds ago hear you say no calls? Give me your phone.
Hey, no. Come on, take it easy.
All I ever wanted was for you to love me.
Look, no more calls. No more calls.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't want to bother you, but I'm hurt and needing some help.
What happened to you?
I'm hurt and needing some help. Open the door.
You said that. Can you tell me what happened? How did you get hurt?
Can't you see the blood on my face? He's out here. Let me in. What kind of woman are you? He's coming. He's going to stab me.
I'm going to get help. I'm calling 911.
Finish my homework if you keep interrupting.
What's the matter?
Where's your phone?
My bag upstairs.
Go get it. Dial 911.
Who's that?
Just go into your room. Lock the door. Don't come out until I tell you. Now!
Stop it! I am not letting you in this house! I have called 911. The police are on their way! Please, just take anything.
We're not here to rob you. Masks off. Transcript was very clear. The nurses saw our Franklin. He had nothing to hide. 12 minutes, and then the fun begins.
Mm-hmm.
I have a surprise for you guys.
No way.
I got it on eBay. Authenticated. It's the one he used to bash Maria.
Let me see it. I can feel the energy in this. This is bitchin'.
Who goes first? Which one's Gladys?
Screw you, psych. I'm not putting this on.
You have to. Everything has to be perfect.
Take your clothes off.
No! Hey! Put it on me!
Oh, you'll both be wearing uniforms. Our Franklin hated nurses. He had a bad experience with the mercury and a broken thermometer. That's why he took Gladys upstairs and drowned her in the tub. And you, Maria, he saved you for last.
Our Franklin was the first. Before Manson, he changed the culture. We're paying tribute to him.
We're not going to be part of your reenactment.
Put this on. You won't like it if I have to make you.
We have to get them to the basement.
What the hell are you talking about?
The basement. Just do it.
Some serious art, man. Why are you trying to cover it up?
I decided I didn't like it.
It's all over, Mama. Nobody's coming to help you.
You don't have to. You know, you could just stop it.
Oh, but I want to, silly.
Well, I don't think you're going to kill me tonight. Because I think that someone is going to stop this, and they're going to get help, and you all are going to fry.
Brutal.
What's taking you so long?
So, are these vintage nurses' catalogs?
Really? You're eating.
So it was like sitting there saying, eat me.
Step on it! Time's a-wasting, sister.
Tell me what's going on downstairs. Did you get all the cell phones?
Yeah. I told you. I went in the kitchen and... stomach ache.
Answer me. What's he doing to my mother?
Jesus. I'm gonna shit myself.
Not in the staging area.
Just don't start without me.
Are you kidding me? It's 10:57. Get in the tub. Bianca, it's almost time!
You have to put someone under the water for 3 minutes until they lose consciousness. The brain begins to die from oxygen deprivation.
This is funny to you?
What's funny is how you think you know everything about this house. And clearly you know nothing. This isn't even the right tub.
Second floor bathroom. I studied the crime scene photos.
The one you use is in the basement. We totally remodeled this bathroom.
Do you think I'm going to fall for that?
It's a grimy, clawfoot tub with a chrome faucet. Go look.
Bianca!
Can I ask you a question?
Is it pillow talk?
I don't know what that means.
No, of course you don't.
Do you think I can model?
I think there isn't a closed door in the world that beauty can't open.
You're beautiful too, you know?
Dance with me.
There's no music.
It's all right. We'll make a home.
Next door.
I know, I don't like him either. But he owns the place, and that's that. Now get out of here. Go on, get out of here.
What? He's over there.
Never the lies, Addie.
You're a bad girl.
No!
Yes! You don't behave, you go in the bad girl club.
Look at yourself.
Look long and hard.
Hospital. Maybe we could come back later and finish this. Hey, where'd you guys go?
Thank you.
hit these latches. Just move my fingers.
Let me do it.
Got it. Dress up, Todd. Get up. Don't try anything.
You turn around?
No.
Then I will.
Stupid looking uniform. I totally get why you hated nurses.
You better not be messing with me.
It's down here, around the corner.
Where are you?
Over here, you stupid bitch.
You dead. Fiona, the bitch is going downstairs. I'm just gonna kill her, man. This is bullshit. Fiona?
You ready?
See you when I get up.
I'll be
Was this your handiwork?
No.
It was them.
We have to get rid of the bodies. If you want them to keep treating me.
I'll get the shovel. You get the bleach.
So you were in Boston when this all took place, Dr. Hyman?
Yes.
What was your business there?
I was seeing a patient. Jenny Blevins.
Yeah, yeah. Real patient?
What? Unlike
her, I mean. Is it the female you say you saw on Wednesday morning?
Yes. Yes, that's her. She must have been casing the house. I'd never seen her before.
And you won't see her again. We found her 6 blocks from here, practically cut in half. Looks like maybe she couldn't go through with it. Ran off. Her friends went after her. Tried to do a Black Dahlia on her. Seems your attackers were obsessed with famous L.A. murders. Had a little club going. Plan to recreate more than a few. We're still looking. Don't worry.
Even in a town this big, people don't just disappear. You're going to check the kitchen for more prints.
Mom said that you told her that Tate helped you escape.
Yeah. Thanks for not dragging him into all that.
What's he doing in the house?
How should I know?
Violet.
You think I let him in? I don't know why Tate was here. But I'm glad he was. You weren't. You were really brave, Mom.
I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Me too. Sure you're now.
That's right. I'm home.
No, you're not. We're selling this house.